This is Brandon for Monday, March 4th, 2019, and today I am going to talk about my favorite everyday apps. You know, I have this fascination with this concept of everyday carry, and if you go to everydaycarry.com, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. And this people take pictures of basically what they carry around, either in their pants pockets, their wallet, or their backpack, their briefcase, their purse, etc. Mostly a lot of guys post here, honestly, but it's a lot of, you know, knives and smartphones and backup batteries and all the different things that they would consider necessary to their day. And quite frankly, a lot of this is not necessary, but it's eye candy. It's almost like Pinterest for men. But I carry this concept over to what I call everyday apps, the things that I use on a regular basis, you know, as part of my workday to get things done. So I'm gonna share some of the top everyday apps that I use. You can find all of these over at the website called Kit, that's K-I-T. So if you go to kit.com/Brandon Utley, with two T's, /everyday-apps, then you'll find all these. So again, it's kit.com/Brandon Utley/everyday-apps. And I'll put a link to that over in Anchor and probably in the show notes for iTunes as well. Let me just talk about a few of these quickly. Starting with Bear. Bear is a great little app that I use on the iOS. So I have a, Apple smartphone, I guess the latest version X. So the XR. And this is a great little application to keep notes, journal entries, and ideas. And that's my primary go-to app, also on the desktop, to keep track of ideas, like I said, daily journal, so forth. I used to use Evernote heavily. I still rely on Evernote to a slight degree, especially because they have a great Chrome extension, Clipper, that allows you to clip stuff from the web. So that's still good. And over time, though, I'm migrating more and more to Bear. It's just a stripped-down app, so I'll use that all the time. Also, because I'm on the Macintosh system, I like to multitask and get back and forth between apps quickly. And instead of using just the Finder, I love a tool called Alfred. And so that allows you to do quite a bit of stuff, including look up information on different sites, add to contacts or find people's contact information quickly, copy and paste and so forth. It's just a really cool little app. It's been around for a while and I use the pro version of that. Of course, I'm a big fan of Slack. I started the Learn Slack community, which anyone can join at learnslack.com. But I use that with several businesses that I'm involved with and clients. And that just is a great way to avoid a lot of email inbox overload and get answers quickly as well. As far as email, I use Mailplane, which is a Gmail product for the Mac. And I swear by that. I've tried many of these other tools and products out there for email, but Mailplane remains my go-to. It's just a great way, especially if you have more than one Gmail account, to be able to have multiple tabs. And not only can you have tabs for your email inboxes, you can also open other Gmail applications such as your calendar related to those different accounts. And so all of it is contained in one spot. Really nice. For password management, I use Dashlane. I know a lot of people love LastPass as well, but Dashlane has served me well. And of course, I'm always adding, ridiculously complex passwords so that they don't get cracked and I can look those up on my iPhone or desktop as well. Dropbox, obviously, pretty go-to to store all files, and that saved my bacon a few times, especially when I had a hard drive crash a couple years ago. Although I do have a very good habit now of backing up to an external hard drive as well, because I lost some apps in that process. But fortunately, all of my great documents were stored on Dropbox. Another great Mac tool that I've used is Text Expander. They're equivalent products, but this allows you to create little snippets so that you can just type a couple letters or a phrase and it will then expand an entire text, whether it's a paragraph or an entire page. So I do this a lot. I can type BRN and it'll expand to my name. I have, snippets for lots of different salutations, greetings, you name it. And it's, you can just constantly think of ways to save yourself a ton of keystrokes. Buffer is a great tool that I use to schedule posts to different social media websites. I pay the $10 a month, which gets you the ability to connect up to 10 different social media platforms. So I use some for myself, some for clients, and I just find it a good tool. It's very easy to use. And as I surf the web, I can add stuff, and you can go in and, you know, customize at what times and days of the week you want your posts to go out. You can either do them immediately, or you can put them in the queue so that they go out according to your schedule. Another tool that I use every single day, just about, is called Pocket. This is a bookmarking application, and especially on the smartphone, you can set it up to where it's one of those things you can share stuff to it. So if I'm surfing, especially on the iPhone, and instead of having to email myself a link and then get the email, copy and paste that later, I can just directly bookmark something into Pocket, and through a system of tagging, I can then go back and quickly find stuff later. So I'm a pretty big freak about when I run across something on Google that I want to save for later, I want it to go somewhere so I don't have to remember later, oh my gosh, I remember that website I looked up, what was that? And you've probably been there, and you go back through Google history and you're like, I don't remember the exact search I used for that. But if you just, you know, click a button, and of course Pocket has a great Chrome extension as well, so that's terrific. Couple more tools I'll mention here. Cloud App, APP. Cloud App is one of these tools that lets you take a quick screenshot and send that to somebody, or save it for yourself, and you can annotate those, you can make, you know, highlight stuff on screen and so forth. It's a tremendous little tool. I use that all the time. And I think I'll end this up with talking about one that I could not live without now, which is Airtable. This is like Microsoft Excel on steroids. It is a phenomenal product that lets you create all kinds of amazing databases. And not just that, but create different views of your data. There's a free version. I use the free version, and it's quite good. I've racked up a ton of credits to be able to get the paid, but I just have never had the aha moment that has forced me to go up to that level. So free is good. In other words, go try it, Airtable, and you'll be amazed. And so you can start by importing an existing spreadsheet, and they also have a crazy amount of templates, as well as one thing they call the universe. And you can go out there and look, and other people have contributed these crazy database tables. You know, some are around project management, social media marketing, or content calendars, and on and on. It's just an amazing tool, Airtable. That's it for this segment. Hope this has been helpful. Again, Brandon Utley from Brand On. Thanks so much for listening.